charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Crudy's off today. We're both off tomorrow. But our pal, Matt Rothschild, Batman, is going to swoop in and fill in for us. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a super cool cat. So make sure you tune into him. Some breaking news following up on that armed suspect in the FBI shooting standoff. Apparently, according to the Chiron on MSNBC, that the armed suspect in that attack today, who was at the Capitol on January 6th, he was the one who died today. Wow. So the guy who attacked the FBI office in Cincinnati led the cops on a chase. He was apparently at the Capitol on January 6th. And color me not surprised. 844-967-2789. Let's get to him. Ron from Madison. Welcome. What do you got, Ron?
Hey, Tom. You know, I come to the conclusion that Republicans like CJ will never believe that their people, that their guy can do any wrong. There's all kinds of evidence of things wrong. I mean, Gary Hart can testify that taking a ride on a boat called the Monkey, called Monkey Shines for the porn star, could torpedo your presidential ambitions.
I mean, those are the old days, though, man. Ron, but I would say this. You know, guys like CJ like to stir the pot, right? I mean, I've met CJ. I don't say I know him, but, you know, we had a pretty spirited conversation in the bar when I'm not FCC compliant and I can just, you know, we can get after it, right? So I'm not clear what he believes other than he likes to stir the pot. But I would say, and he said it before, and I've heard other Republicans say it, oh, you know, both sides do it. You know, that thing, right? So when there is some sort of, you know, obvious guilt or proven guilt of some wrongdoing, well, you know, all politicians are this, or both sides do it. And, of course, that's not the case, right? I mean, I've never seen a bunch of Democrats, you know, go down to the Capitol and fight the cops like what's just happened on January 6th. So there is some, when they do accept it, they also then just say that both sides do it, Ron, I guess is my point.
Yeah. By the way, you know, should anybody bring it up to you, when Obama was asked for documents that he took, he handed them over immediately.
Yeah, and then they went through, apparently, according to the articles we saw today, went through the archives and, you know, they went through the proper vetting and function as should be done. And if Trump would have done the same thing, so what? Great. But he didn't. And you got to wonder why he didn't. We all know. I mean, Trump's in it for Trump. So he was looking to get some leverage over somebody. You're looking for a payday. I mean, it's not difficult. It's real simple. I mean, Trump is he's a great con man, but he's also a simple man. You don't have to dig too deep for the motivations. Thanks for the call, Ron. Let's keep going. Chuck from Minneapolis. Welcome, Chuck. What do you got for us?
Hey, I'm the pile on CJ. I'm surprised you didn't bring up Obamagate.
I didn't give him time to go back far enough, Chuck.
Because we all know what that is.
What, the Obama? No, what's Obamagate?
That's just it. Trump brought it up. If he's watching the clips of Trump, he brings it up, and then he just says, you know what it is. And then he just goes on talking right. about something totally different.
So there's no dialogue. I mean, there's words being said at each other, but there's no discussion. There's no dialogue, right? I mean, Chuck, if you ask me a very specific question, I will give you a very specific answer. I mean, that's what a conversation it should be about, right? But we can't even do that exactly with some of these folks these days.
Yeah, I noticed that with CJ. He's just on a tangent about this, that. You know, talking about things that don't even pertain to what is going on right now. You know, yeah. Bringing up Comey, that's 4 years ago. He has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. And he should have been happy about Comey because he torpedoed Hillary Clinton. You know what I'm saying? So what, you're not happy about him now? I mean, it's just, yeah, I know, Chuck. Do you have conversations like that? Do you know people like that, Chuck, in your personal orbit that are just really hard to have a conversation with?
No, not anymore. since I'm not working in a factory setting, I do not have that anymore.
Yeah.
I do like not working in a factory anymore. That is nice.
You're here.
All right. Yeah. Talk to you later.
Oh, right on, Chuck. Appreciate you checking in, man. We always try to have the conversation. That's why I take the call. But, you know, at some point, you got to cut a dude off. 844-967-2789. Frank from Wausau. Welcome. What do you got for us, Frank?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I like to hear you guys. That's entertaining. Every week I drive back from Lake Geneva to Minocqua. But I'm not a truck driver. But I'm a CFO. Here's the thing. Is everyone in Wisconsin, like, have a low IQ? Because most of the radio hosts spew nonsense nonstop. And you probably already talked about it, but this, like, Alex guy, I would bet, spend half his time lying about Trump and the other time lying about Sandy Hook. And people here eat it up. So what's wrong with these people?
Frank, you know, I wish I had the answer for you. I think people are easily led by hearing things that affirms their beliefs.
That confirmation bias. Oh, it's
strong. Yeah, right. That's great point. And the other thing, Frank, I mean, from guys like Alex, I mean, he's a multimillionaire. You know what I'm saying? So he's doing it to make money. And the folks are buying it. And I hope that, you know, shows like ours and some of the other fine hosts around here that, you know, try to be real, try to have good conversations, try to have fun, but don't take any crap, that will also resonate. So I appreciate you listening, Frank. Minocqua, man, it's beautiful up there. Let's get one more in. It's our pal Hawk from Madison. Hey, Hawk, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Hey, so it's a couple things. One, I totally admire the fact that you try to have, like, a conversation with someone like CJ, okay, on one hand. On the other hand, I don't think it's fair. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Has CJ ever given you an indication that he's trying to at least maybe remotely learn something or accept a fact? I don't think he has, right? And so what I'm trying to get at is that he shouldn't be given airtime anymore. Like, it's one thing to have a conversation with somebody like, hey, you know, we disagree, but we agree on some facts here. He's not calling to have a conversation. He's just not. He's calling to get on the air and say these things, Hunter Biden and emails, emails. That's all he's doing. And I don't want to take this the wrong way. I think you guys should try to have a conversation with people who are, like, kind of, you know, Republicans, independents. But that's not CJ.
Who are actually open to new ideas. No, and on Hawk, yeah, I get totally, it. I get it. I totally get it. And you're not the first person to bring that up, and I can appreciate that. But I guess on the other side of that is sometimes I just want to bring him on the air, you know, and show how a conversation could be done and you know, lead them down the path and let them be as boisterous and asinine as they want and then put a cigarette out on their ass because everyone knows how to deal with people like CJ. Because we all got a CJ in our lives, man. He just happens to be CJ. Hey, folks, thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates. We are off tomorrow. Matt Rothschild, Batman is swooping in, filling in. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to the Dirty Heads. I'll see you guys on Monday. Thanks, Evan.
It's all a big lie. It's a big con game.
Right to jail, right away.